Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Testimony resumes this morning in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, returns to the stand today after vivid testimony earlier in the week where he discussed altering stories during the campaign to benefit Trump and placing negative stories about his 2016 primary opponent, Senator Ted Cruz. But his sharpest testimony was about offering $30,000 to buy the rights to a story about an alleged Trump love child and then buried the story by not publishing it. The story turned out to be false. Pecker said he was told to communicate with then-Trump attorney Michael Cohen via the encrypted act Signal. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 charges of falsifying business records. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Dozens of people were arrested at a pro-Palestinian rally at the University of Texas, Austin. Sean Saldana from member station KUT has more.
On Wednesday afternoon, hundreds of UT Austin students were gathered in front of the school's tower, calling for an end to the war in Gaza and asking law enforcement to leave. Law enforcement set a perimeter around the university's south lawn, and by the end of the day, arrested more than 30 people. Around 6 hours after the protests initially started, UTPD's assistant chief, Ashley Griffin, sent out an email that said, quote, "I command you in the name of the people of the state of Texas to disperse." UT faculty announced plans to protest today, saying it would not be business as usual.
Sean Saldana reporting. TikTok is set to take the Biden administration to court over a new law requiring the popular Chinese-owned app to be sold or it will be banned in the U.S. NPR's Bobby Allen has more.
TikTok is used by half of Americans. A recent Pew study found that one-third of young people get their news from the app. But lawmakers in Washington consider TikTok dangerous since its corporate owner, ByteDance, is based in Beijing and the Chinese government exerts unfettered power over companies in the country. The law gives ByteDance up to a year to fully divest from TikTok under the threat of a total shutdown in the U.S. if it fails to do so. TikTok doesn't intend to sell and calls a ban a massive suppression of free speech. It is planning to soon file a lawsuit. U.S. officials have not offered any concrete evidence of China using TikTok to spy or spread disinformation, but national security experts say it is possible. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The country's economy grew in the first quarter of the year, but less than economists were expecting. The Commerce Department says the GDP grew at a rate of 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year. The growth was largely supported by consumer spending on services, but spending on goods was down in the quarter. U.S. futures contracts lower at this hour. Dow futures down 1.1%. You're listening to NPR News. Arizona's House passed legislation repealing an 1864 state ban on abortions that's set to take effect in June. The state Senate could take that up soon. But in the meantime, California is taking up a measure that would give Arizona's abortion providers and their patients safe haven. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
It's not just about access to reproductive care. It's access to contraceptions. It's about voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights. It's about putting America in reverse, and we've got to stop that.
Speaking there to NPR's Morning Edition. The Environmental Protection Agency will require existing coal and new gas-fired power plants to reduce 90% of their climate-warning greenhouse gas emissions. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the utility industry opposes the rules and may challenge them in court.
The EPA labeled carbon dioxide a threat to public health and welfare 15 years ago, but the fossil fuel industry and their allies successfully fought efforts to implement regulations. Gudrun Thompson is with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
Power plant operators have gotten a free pass to emit carbon pollution for decades, and we're glad that EPA is about to make them clean up their act.
Utilities say EPA is relying on technologies like carbon capture and storage that are expensive and not ready to use. The agency says government help is available to pay for the equipment, and more rules are coming for existing gas power plants. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.